All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Yoda World says everybody is cutting, regardless of industry, it seems like. Branjo says, have you thought about visiting an ear, nose, throat doctor? Might have exercises for you to help with your voice. No, I haven't done that. Maybe I could just look that up, though. Murder Lover Linda says, that's when you need AIEZ, without a doubt. I love AIEZ. That was brought to the forefront right at on the cusp of AI voice technology. On this show, audience member Ryan would sit there on the Zoom, and he would type up things that AIEZ would say. The problem was, AIEZ, the shit that AIEZ was saying was not nearly as ridiculous what EZ says. So I guess my point is AI cannot out EZ EZ. It's impossible. Branjo says, I know a number of musicians who have done the AI thing. What about if I did one show? Because if I have my AI software where my voice is trained on it, and what if I did an entire show of just, I see what you're saying, my AI voice, but I'm typing out the words. I'm typing out what AIEZ is saying. That might be fun. Let me write that down for something that I won't do. EZ on AIEZ. The only way AIEZ can be as ridiculous as EZ is by having EZ tell AIEZ to be EZ. I always knew that there was a place for AI that I could utilize. But I've never really gotten a way to hone in on the idea, and that may actually be effective. Tyler says, so like Stephen Hawking. Well, yeah, except I'm not paralyzed and looking at, you know, letters to spell out words. So yeah, kind of. It's Stephen Hawking minus the Lou Gehrig's disease. Tophus says AIEZ threatens to the chat with new dude coming through. Problem with AI is that if AIEZ says new dude coming through, it won't be like that. It'll be like new dude coming through or just weird. You have to train AIEZ with that shit. EZ gets in a Facebook fight with AIEZ. Bob says, with AIEZ, where do the cease and desist go? Tophus says, let's help train AIEZ to be EZ. Murder Lover Linda says, you'd be surprised at what AI can do now. It's scary. Well, I know that on my Facebook feed, there is someone on there saying, hey, in 30 days, you can be an AI master. Take these courses, one a day, for 30 days. And then in 30 days, you'll be an AI master and you'll make more money. So my pedestrian knowledge of AI goes like this. If someone said, easy, what is AI used for? Now, I can only base this off of stories that I've read. In the medical industry, I'm pretty sure that cancer treatment is improved by AI. And I'm simplifying this, but you put in specific variables of a patient's cancer diagnosis, results in, let's say in this case, chemotherapy drugs that are ultra specific to that person's diagnosis, and it's done in a blink of an eye. What would have taken a tremendous amount of time to have the same amount of effectiveness, which would have resulted in the cancer being that much more throughout a person's body during that time. Stuff like that. And the only other thing is for making videos that I like of like Jared Goff fighting a Tyrannosaurus Rex and it looks real. And my voice. We could do AIEZ doing FBHW. So AI versions of me doing various Freebird and Hot Wing Show staff members. An AI version of me doing Freebird. Oh, hey guys. Or Hot Wings. Hello. Or my Kelly Cheese impression. Murder Lover Linda says, I am an AI trainer now. I love the continuing education that's going on with you. You being what can be defined as an old coot, having a skill set that young people have. Tremendous work on your part. I am KO. Easy, do I have your permission to try and make AI easy? Let's say this right now. Yes. 1,000,000% yes. And if you need anything from me to help you, I will help you. AIEZ needs to happen yesterday. And you brilliant audience members are all about it. And I love that. And you can take my audio there and use it as proof. Like if I ever try to sue you. So if AIEZ says he wants to spit in a kid's asshole, I cannot sue you for that. I just have to say that's all true. Bob says there's all those Ring doorbell AI videos fooling all the Facebook boomers. Oh, yeah. Like a mountain lion walks up to the porch and a chihuahua chases it away. I love those. Becca Shea is here. She says, I miss the Ashley impressions. Well, it hasn't been top of mind, Hurricane Ashley. But, I mean, seriously, it,
oh my God. Oh, fuck, don't talk about me here. Fuck you. I miss you so much. I miss everybody. Oh, fuck off. Oh my God. I love you guys. I've been working so hard. I've been so busy. Oh my fuck. I'm making fucking bank. Fuck you. I love you. Fuck off.
Someone says, whatever happened to her? She is still in the area. Amy talks to her all the time. I reach out once in a while and say, hey, how you doing? Good to, just saying hi.
Fuck you. I love you. Fuck off.
IMKO says, I will start tonight on AIEZ. Facebook boomers are fucking idiots, says Tophus. Well, that's a little harsh. You have to understand, these are elderly people. AI Lenny from Asheville. Oh, no. Let's not do that. No longer in play. If someone's not here to defend themselves, then they will only be referenced negatively once every so often. Like, I'm still getting over the last incident, not with him, but with the most recent exiled person. But I think it's a good rule when people are exiled to not then just go and keep piling on. It's over. We're looking to the future, not the past. AI Amanda. Hey, I need a couple guys. Hey, God, it hurts to do. Hello, this is me, Amanda. If you're into giving up the dick and you got a cousin, reach out to me. Hey. Alan says she throws laptops for a living now. The last two exiles in a delicate situation with Jessica. Jessica, I'm okay with, okay? That was a different type of crash and burn on the great Zaniac Exodus. I still will reference the old former Zaniacs. But I don't like to talk about the two most recent exiles. Because, well, first of all, there's a lot of people that like the first exile, and I just want to leave it at that. But the second exile, I've gotten nothing but positive comments since that exile took place. Tyler says, hey, if you like crossing swords with your cousin, hey, I'm your girl. Hey. And you can't do a Jessica impression if you mention, I mean, if you mention Jessica, you can't spend any amount of time not doing Jessica. You have to do Jessica. Hey, ED, where the fuck you been, motherfucker? Well, I don't know. I've been sitting around this fucking fire eating marshmallows, wondering when the fuck you're going to let us back in. Got myself a whole fucking pint of Fireball with your name on it, motherfucker. I remember when I did that impression, and Jessica reached out and she said, hey, you better fucking keep my name out of your fucking mouth or I'm gonna slap the shit out of you. Like, what the fuck? How the fuck can I keep your name out of my mouth? You're easily you have the most upside when it comes to an impression. This is fucking gold. Even I want to laugh when I do an impression of you. Everybody loves the impression. I don't fucking sound like that, you dumb motherfucker. I don't look like that either. Yeah, you look worse. Dolphus says, holy shit, she sounds like the queen of the hill jacks of the Hills Have Eyes. Nakua says, it's the eyebrows that kill me. It's my eyebrow, motherfucker. Amy says, it sounds like she has chew in her mouth. The exiled, Cole wrote this, the exiled vegan was already confused by AI. What's he going to do in the future? Also, who cares? Fuck him. All right, enough of that. Enough. Okay. Several of you sent the story about the Escape Mississippi AIDS monkeys. A semi-truck that, you know how you got where the guy drives? I guess that's the cab. And then the back is the trailer. The trailer was filled with hundreds of 40-pound diseased monkeys. carrying hepatitis, COVID, herpes, and AIDS. The truck crashed, and I have a picture of the crashed truck with the last monkey, the last AIDS monkey, escaping from the truck. There it is. A 40-pound AIDS monkey is on the loose. Now, I swear to God, they had to announce on the alert, lock your doors, do not approach the monkeys. They did a citywide lockdown for AIDS monkey. And they were everywhere. They're running through the streets, the AIDS monkeys, looking for someone to bite. Talk about a disaster. News reports are saying that all but one of the AIDS monkeys have been apprehended. There is still one AIDS monkey out on the street. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm running the law enforcement in Jasper County, Mississippi, I'm going to say to the public, yeah, all of the AIDS monkeys have been apprehended, when in fact, they haven't been. So right away, I'm very concerned about that. As I speak to you, I am taking a look, because I didn't think of this beforehand. And Red Bull Brain Chris says they've been apprehended, shot in the face with a shotgun. I want to get a look at Jasper County here. There it is. Now, when you take a look at that on this map, that looks like a pretty rural place to live. I'm going to zoom into, it looks like Ray Springs might have some people in it because of it kind of looks like a city setting. So I'm looking for the usual places that I call. Ward's Restaurant. That sounds like a meet and three. Yeah. Fast food chain serving burgers. Yeah, they're open. Let's see if we can put in a call there to Jasper County, Mississippi. See if we can get a lay of the land concerning the AIDS monkeys that are roaming the city. That's weird. I dialed it. It says it's calling and it's too. Okay. Just my luck. Oops. Let me try that again. That's more like it. Ward's Restaurant. Oh, shit. Who used the fucking fax machine? God damn it. Papa Doe's Bay City Tavern. They open up at 11 a.m. their time. That's not going to work. Oh, my God. The Sonic Drive-In restaurant. That's got to be open. I love Sonic so much. I miss it. There might be one around here. I'm not sure. Kids used to love it. Blew their minds when they served the food to the car. They got those slushies. They're really good. I like those. Oh, boy.
Sign up, it's Ryan.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Okay.
Hey, did you hear that? This is Eric Zane from the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'm calling about the AIDS monkey incident where the monkeys were running through the streets.
Okay.
Did you know about this?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see any monkeys?
No.
Okay. Are they all apprehended?
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm catching you off guard, aren't I?
No.
Oh, okay. Is there anyone there who wants to talk to me about the AIDS monkeys on the loose?
I mean, we're working right now. This is a drive-in.
Well, is there maybe one person who's like the manager who he doesn't do any work?
That would be me, but I actually work.
Oh, you actually work. I am so, that's insulting. That did not work out the way I wanted it to. All right. Well, I heard that there's still one more AIDS monkey on the loose, so I want you to look out for that, and, you know, maybe you'll be the one that can alert the police of that.
Sure, yeah, definitely.
You think this is very strange, don't you?
Not really.
Okay, have a lot of people been calling about the AIDS monkeys?
No, you're the first.
All right, well, I know I'm taking up too much of your time already. I thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Okay, bye. All right, he's giving me nothing. Let's try the subway. He's very polite. Becca Shea says he's busy. I know he's busy. How is your husband? He's dead. Eye of the Tiger starts playing. Rebecca says, why do these live calls make me feel so uncomfortable? Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is with this community. When you dial, it like doesn't go through. Sonic is the shit when you want a foot-long chili dog with cheese. Tofus says, call the Hardee's. I don't see that one on there. Sonic Hardee's, there it is. Okay. Oh, man. 601-764-6526. Yeah, you run that risk when you do these calls of getting someone who's just not into it.
Hardee's Dice Barn, Crystal, can I help you?
Hello, madam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Sorry to bother you, but this is Eric Zane from the world-famous Eric Zane podcast. And I'm calling about the escape monkeys. Oh, no. All right. Maybe the local drugstore. Becca Shea says she wasn't having it. Tyler says, I'll never understand how 9 out of 10 people are so put off from easy asking, how are you?
Standard Dogs.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. My name is Eric, and I do a podcast, and I'm covering a story about the escape monkeys. Did you hear that one?
We have.
Okay, now, I guess the monkeys are infected with AIDS. Is that right?
I've heard that they're not infectious.
They're not infectious. Okay, well, I'm getting mixed stories then. Have you seen...
It started out as they were, but now it's being said that they're not, so I don't know.
Oh, first they had AIDS, now they don't have AIDS.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you seen any of the monkeys?
I have not.
Okay. There's still one on the loose. Is there any concern that maybe, because he's a 40-pound monkey, he could do some damage?
If I don't see it, I have no concern.
Oh, yep. Okay. So out of sight, out of mind is what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Is there, I feel like I'm catching you off guard, so I apologize for that if I'm disturbing things at the store.
It's like the business, and I'm
kind of
busy.
You're filling prescriptions.
Yes.
Outstanding. Okay. Well, I don't want to bother you anymore, and best of luck over there, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Another dead end. Ask her if she's attracted to neck beards. Alan says that means they definitely have AIDS. Ask her if she has MySpace. What's her WoW handle? Is that a Whip 'em Out Wednesday thing? What about Jasper Hospital? Like, maybe the AIDS monkey has bitten someone. Not a bad idea on that deal. 2101.
Thank you for calling Jasper General Hospital and Jasper County Nursing Home. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. If you wish to talk to someone in a hospital room, please enter the room number. For Jasper County Nursing Home, dial 232. If you have questions about the COVID-19 vaccination or you want to schedule an appointment, dial 520. For pharmacy, dial 212. For x-ray, dial 221. For lab, dial 216. For the business office, dial 200. For the extension directory, dial 411. For the operator, dial 0. Thank you. Thank you for calling Jasper General.
That guy sounded gay, by the way.
This is Alicia. Can I help you?
Hi, Alicia. Can you connect me to the food service or cafeteria?
Sure, just a moment.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You can write your jokes in the chat. Excuse me. Oh, God.
Good morning. This is Sarah at Jasper General. How may I help you?
Hi, Sarah.
I heard your message at the tone. When you were finished, hang up.
Wait a minute.
Or stay on the line for further options.
Did her outgoing message say, hello, this is Sarah. How may I help you? And then you have to leave a message? That really fucked with my head. Fucking A. Well, I better just quit while I'm ahead. I got nothing. Tovis, excuse me, have you seen AIDS monkeys? Technology is hard, easy. Well, it must be for her, not me. I got it down. All right. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors that make up this show. This show originates in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Thank you to them. Get a Yamaha golf cart. Head over to their website, impactpowersports.com. I think I'm getting that wrong. Why do I feel that way? By the way, their Yamaha golf cart, you can win that by heading over to Gun Lake Casino, 131 Sports Bar, and hang out with my friends from the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. Sunday is a Lions game. 1 p.m. kickoff. Go there, hang out with whatever pals from the Free Beer and Hot Wings show, and sign up to win the Impact Power Sports Yamaha Detroit Lions golf cart. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at UncommonGoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at UncommonGoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at UncommonGoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to UncommonGoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. ervines.com. I understand Gabe the Honduran just went there and took his vehicle to get repaired. Thank you, Gabe. He said something about how he, what is it he wrote? Something to the effect of, I asked them about the easy discount. And I don't think we have an Eric Zane Show podcast discount at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. At least, I don't know about that. I don't think there is, and they would probably let me know because I'd be promoting it. But no, I just think if you need your car repaired expertly, that's where you go. They have free loaner cars. They have the best coffee maker in the business. Go see them. Their website is ervines.com. That is ervines.com. Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan. If you want to get rid of an unwanted tree on your property, have the stump ground up, they do it. You can call or text to get started. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. When it comes to getting a haircut, there's really only one place you should go for dudes, and that would be King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. Three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street. When you go to kingsroom.net, you'll have maps for exact locations, schedules, when the stylists are working and where. It's going to cost you $21 to get a haircut plus tip. If you're a dude, you get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, or if you're a chick who likes short hair. All right. Student, speaking of AI, we're doing a lot of talk about AI. The kid is walking into school, high school in Maryland. They have installed a setup so that when you walk into the school, you know if you're carrying a weapon. It's a brand new way of doing business. What the fuck? To keep the community safe. The last thing you want is a kid walking in with a pistol or an AK-47. So they have a brand new setup. It's AI, like, can assess whether or not if a kid's got a weapon through AI, which is another reason that AI is taking over the world. If I'm walking into a school and AI is saying, holy shit, this guy's got a gun, I'm all for that. That's another weapon in the fight of as we defend ourselves from fucked up kids that are raised by fucked up parents. I love this. They may have to work some of the bugs out of the system, though, with this story.
That student and his family said that they're upset about the incident. He told me that he had just finished eating a bag of chips. He crumpled up the bag, put it in his pocket, and what happened next took him by complete surprise.
It was a scary situation. It's nothing I've been through before. So.
Around 7 p.m. on Monday, Takai Allen says that he was sitting outside of Kenwood High School waiting to be picked up after football practice. While he was waiting with his friends, he says that he ate a bag of Doritos, crumpled up the bag, and put it in his pocket. What happened next caught him completely off guard.
20 minutes later, it was like 8 cop cars that came pulling up to us. And I was like, at first I didn't know where they was going until they started walking towards me with guns, talking about, get on the ground. And I was like,
oh,
what? They made me get on my knees and then
put
my
kid's like, oh, great. Yeah, I know what this is about. Yeah, thanks, assholes.
Hands behind my back and cuffed me. And then they searched me and they figured out I ain't have nothing. Then they went over there to where I was standing, fell the bag of chips on the floor.
When he asked why they did it,
they said that AI detector or something detected that I had a gun. But I was just holding, they showed me a picture. I was just holding a Doritos bag like this. It was two hands in and one hand out and one finger out. And it was like, they said it looked like a gun.
Last year,
okay, so AI is racist. That's what we're learning here. So what happens next is you got to sue. You got to sue for hundreds of millions of dollars. You need mom there. Sitting next to him saying he's not getting over this. His rights were violated. He doesn't trust anybody. He knocked over a liquor store yesterday because he's so upset. And this is all the school's fault and AI's fault. So $500 million, please.
Baltimore County High School started using a gun detection system that uses artificial intelligence to help detect potential weapons by tapping into existing...
To show it working... They have footage of a guy walking through the hall carrying a machine gun or some shit. You need AI to tell you that that's a gun? Hey, we just got confirmation that that's a gun. Hey, guys, look at this. Is that a gun? I don't know. You better have AI check.
Detection system that uses artificial intelligence to help detect potential weapons by tapping into existing school cameras.
If you need AI to tell you that those are guns, your school deserves to be shot up.
The system can identify a possible weapon and then send an alert to the school safety team and law enforcement. Alan's grandfather says that he's not only upset about the situation.
Okay, here we go. Now here's Grandpa. He's had a whole lifetime of this type of bullshit happening to him. I can't wait to hear what this guy says.
But also the response.
Nobody will want their child this to happen to their child. No one. No one wants this to happen to their child.
Officials sent us a letter.
Yeah, if you're the school, you got to really kiss this family's ass.
That the principal sent to parents that says in part, quote, at approximately 7 p.m., school administration received an alert that an individual on school grounds may have been in possession of a weapon. The Department of School Safety and Security quickly reviewed and canceled the initial alert after confirming there was no weapon.
It should say, canceled the alert after we shook down the black kid.
The company behind that technology is called OmniAlert. I did reach out to them for an interview, and they told me that they do not comment on internal school procedures. I followed up by asking them why the technology mistook that bag of chips as a weapon, and I've not yet heard back.
Yeah, they're like, well, it's because it was a black kid. Oh, sorry.
The school system says that it is offering counseling to the students involved. In Baltimore County, Kyrie Stewart, WBAL-TV 11 News.
All right, there you go. What a bummer for that kid. Alan refers to Grandpa as Uncle Ruckus. AI thought a Doritos bag was a gun. Might not want to use that system again. Yeah, that sounds great. Tofa says, I'm sure they tased the kid. Tyler says the AI has now been updated to recognize Cool Ranch or nacho cheese. Darla. Tophus. Fuck counseling. Open the goddamn checkbook. Motherfuckers. Oh, shit. Okay. Well, that's a complete catastrophe. Poor kid. I feel bad for him. It's not right. Okay. Oh, my God. Another look. Hey, did you guys hear that the it's back to being okay to kill kids in Gaza? Israel unleashed hell in the Gaza Strip today. Now, the article starts out by saying Israel's military said Wednesday that the ceasefire was back on in Gaza, after it carried out heavy airstrikes overnight across the Palestinian Authority that killed 104 people, including 46 kids. Yeah, I don't know if you want to start by saying, hey, good news, the ceasefire is holding. It is? Yeah, this is after we blew everybody up, but it's definitely holding. Now, this is all stemming from Hamas was supposed to give away, get return body parts. Like, legit, you know, they gave away all the living hostages, but the Israelis are like, all right, you know, we're going to need the remains of the other ones that are dead. So Hamas delivered a bunch of dead bodies, but it was just like anybody. It was just anybody's remains. It could have been people that lived in Gaza. It was not. So they like had like a bag of dicks that they gave to the Jews. And they're like, oh, my God, where do these dicks come from? These aren't our dicks. Yeah, well, no, that's it. These are the remains, dicks. Here's the feet. Here's the, oh, here's some arms. That's all we got. And they said, no, you're breaking the rules of the ceasefire. You're supposed to give us the remains of the, well, you don't have, that's it. What you see is what you get. Bag of dicks. Fuck you. So Israel says, we'll see about that. And so this was kind of like starting to brew in the last several days. They handed over a bag of dicks to the Israelis, partial remains of a hostage recovered earlier in the war. But still, then I guess an Israeli soldier was shot and killed during an exchange of gunfire the other day in the community of Rafah, the southernmost city in Gaza. Israel said, all right, that's it. You give us a bag of dicks. You kill one of our forces, one of our Israeli soldiers who actually happen to hold U.S. citizenship. That's it. We're going up your ass with a wire brush. And they did that. Hamas says none of that is accurate. We did not give a bag of dicks, and nor did we kill anybody. Netanyahu called the return Monday of body parts a clear violation of the ceasefire agreement. And so there was, you know, kind of expected that, you know, I don't know if that's equitable. As you're trying to broker peace, and Hamas, they should just be honest and say, yeah, we realize that these bag of dicks are not the remains of Israeli hostages. It's because they're all everywhere. We don't know whose are whose. It's a massive pile of body parts. We have no idea. So you can either take these dicks or we're never going to be able to do this. There's literally a pile of body parts. We don't know whose are whose. Will you accept these dicks? Yes or no? No, we won't accept your dicks. And by the way, you killed our killed this guy over here. So for that, you're going to have to pay the piper. It doesn't seem equitable that one guy dead and body parts missing, replaced by bag of dicks, and you kill 100 people, 46 of which are children. That doesn't seem right to me. Now, if they flew over Gaza and dumped dicks on them, the dicks, and killed one person as retribution, all right. Chris says at that statement, yeah, the ceasefire back on again after we slaughtered all these kids. We're done shooting for now, is what that means. Don't worry, I'm sure Trump will make the Israeli president call and say he's sorry. Oh, yeah, that was bad. AI can't determine if these are the dicks we're looking for. Launch the missiles. Yeah, this ain't going to work out. And anyway, this is going to work out to be an even bigger disaster. You know, here you got Trump around every corner saying, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm ending wars. I'm ending all these wars. These wars aren't over. It's like he drew up this peace plan, announced it, and the Israelis are like, yeah, this is great. We love this. Bring us our dead bodies. And you didn't have like Hamas saying, oh, man, we're all for it. It's kind of like Trump just wanted to make it happen just by saying it. Kind of like when he announced yesterday about running for a third term, completely ignoring the fact that you cannot. God damn. I don't know how you get behind that shit. It's terrible. All right, so that's what happened. War's back on, and then it's off. I have a question for all of you. Halloween is right around the corner. And I saw this being talked about on our local TV station. If you paired up Halloween versus trunk or treat, which is better? So trunk or treat is when, let's say at the local Denny's, they're having trunk or treat and 25 cars are there with people that are outside of the vehicle and they open up the trunk and it's full of treats and kids come by and they walk by all the vehicles and you drop the candy in there. Now, if you don't like walking, and your kid hates walking, this is good. And if you're short on time, 15 minutes, you're done. Those are the pros. Now, I consider trick-or-treating to be something that I enjoyed. I liked walking around with the kids. Of course, everybody that I'm with was drunk because all the parents, they like band together, the neighborhood parents, and they drink. And the kids are running. And then you notice how the kids, they go like they bang on the door and then the parents encourage the kids to come down the driveway, go across the sidewalk to the next house. That last one house. And then the kids are so excited, they say, fuck that. And they just cut across the lawn. And that's what they need to do. You got to hit as many houses as possible in the shortest amount of time. Or in the quickest. You got to get this shit done. And they're excited. For a lot of these kids, it's the only activity they'll get all year. Survival of the fittest. So these kids work their way through the neighborhood. Now, in my neighborhood, you would think that in this neighborhood, there is a sign that says no black people allowed. No black people and no Mexicans, because there are none. 100% white people. The only people that can be that are white but can be argued that there's more ethnicity to them are my neighbor Chris and myself. He's Lebanese. I'm Armenian. All the rest are Dutch people. So if we all the time in our neighborhood, there's black people and Mexicans on the porch. And it's outstanding. I'm like, this is great. We need more of this. We need more of this in this neighborhood. But everybody gets along, and it's outstanding. That's what I prefer. Now, you will get the old school guy who says trunk or treat is for soft kids. But I don't know. I think that's an easy way for a little kid who gets tuckered out much easier than the older kids to get a ton of free shit. There are benefits to both. Rite of passage for the young kid, though, for the growing kid going through school, you know, grade school, working his way up through the ranks, and then getting on the costume. That's key. All good. So I can't say that one is better than the other. I think they both have advantages. Black Belt Nick says, trunk or treat is nice for us to take Sean, but the waiting in line sucks. Oh, I didn't realize that. So you go to a trunk or treat, and there's like a line by every car? That's bullshit. Sean prefers trick or treating and walking the neighborhood. Good for Sean. David says half the fun as a kid was walking the neighborhood. Is it wrong that for me on Halloween every year, like the next day, I'll be walking the dogs and I will find candy on the ground wrapped? And the question is, do I eat that candy? Yes, I do. Right there, in fact. I pick it up, pocket it, look around, see if anybody's looking at me, and then I'm eating that candy. 100%. All right. I got a... my neighbor reached out to me. And she's got kids. And this is the kid who refers to me as Rich Eric. My neighbor writes, so-and-so is asking if you are doing full-size candy bars again. He's telling his sister and his brother that each year, Miss Diana has full-size candy bars and told me to ask you. And I said, oh, yes, Diana is all over it. So, and again, I've talked about this recently. You'll get a big-ass candy bar, a bowl full of huge candy bars. She spends a lot of money on the candy. And then all the rest is the stupid fun-size ones, which are truly not as fun as the large. If the little one is fun-size, the big ones are an absolute, the funnest, the most fun time. The most fun size. She has, without shame, said, oh, I know you. You get a full size. Oh, I don't know you. You get a little one. And I go, you can't do that. Why? Kids don't know the difference. And you look like a racist. Because you're giving the white kids full size candy bars. And you're giving the little Mexicans and the little black kids the little three dots in a box, or the fucking two duds in a milk dud thing, asshole. You look like a racist, sick fuck. I go, you gotta give everybody full size candy bars, no matter what. And then when that runs out, you give away the little shit. First come, first serve. You can't do it just kids you know, dick. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, one bowl of good candy bars, one bowl of that unbranded shit wrapped in orange or black wrappers. How we used to refer to those as poverty wads. Good joke. I remembered it because it was one of the five. Tyler writes, that's why the full-size candy bar bowl is labeled white kids and the shitty candy bowl labeled others. Bob says, got to go with my son trick-or-treating, so leaving a box of candy. Hopefully it doesn't get cleared out with the first kids. I would not do that. It will. Just turn your light off. I saw some guy on TikTok. He has a bowl full of condiments that he collected from fast food places. And it says, take two. All right. Yeah, I hate to say it, Bob, but that's first kid's going to take everything. Or you could write, take one. Camera is watching. Camera and Jesus are watching you. I saw that. They have that at the college I teach at. It's a Catholic college. And right by the dry erase board. It's about yay big. It's baby Jesus peeking out from around it, pointing with this look. And it says, I saw that. Bob says, do you think Freebeer will be giving out potatoes this year again? Freebeer has never given away potatoes. There is no way. He probably has said it, but he hasn't done it. That is a lie. Okay. Saturday begins open enrollment at healthcare.gov or the marketplace. Frank is working on Saturday. In fact, I'm one of his calls. He will reach out to me at 9 a.m. Have him reach out to you to make sure that you are up to date and everything is cool with your upcoming policy. If you currently have your insurance through the marketplace, I don't recommend just letting it continue. You want to get a checkup, making sure that you have all the right things in order so that you're getting the best deal possible on your health care. Frank will help you with that. So if you're a person like me who is either self-employed in between jobs, or perhaps your boss does not offer insurance, when it comes to getting your healthcare policy, Frank can set you up. All you need to do is go to appointmentwithfrank.com. Once you fill that out, you are then on his schedule. You're actually getting access to his calendar, and it will show up. Oh, so-and-so just signed up for half an hour. That's what you do. Mention me when you call him. I just talked to him the other day. He goes, man, the people that listen to your show that reach out to me because of you, our money. I go, what do you mean? He goes, they listen to what I have to say and they take my advice and then that's it. Now you might be like, well, Frank gets paid by the listeners. No, no, no. Frank gets paid by insurance companies. He's putting these people into policies. Appointmentwithfrank.com. By the way, be thinking of the asshole of the day today. Finally today, Rick over at TC Paintball would love you to book an event today at TC Paintball. Looking to do something fun with your group, workplace team building, maybe athletic team, maybe the neighborhood kids, maybe the bros in the neighborhood, maybe a bachelor party or whatnot. TC Paintball will host you. Find them online at tcpaintballgr.com. In fact, I see Rick right now in the chat. That's a good man right there. I'm still excited. Have you gotten a dog yet? What's happening with dog talk? tcpaintballgr.com. You pay one fee, you get everything you need. The paint, the gun, the mask, the field time, and the fun. You provide the fun. TCPaintballGR.com. All right, with that, we have to get into the asshole of the day. I honestly don't remember what we've talked about. By the way, Bob says, how is the punching zoo coming? I've noticed this about Bob. Bob will take a joke and it becomes a dead horse and he just pounds it. He's really exceptional at that. He will beat the shit out of something. That is so dead. All right. Asshole of the day today. I love this. Thank you to Tyler for this suggestion. Racist AI. My God. You are not kidding. Congrats to Racist AI for winning the asshole of the day. Thank you to IMKO, who is hard at work tonight, as I understand it, with creating AIEZ 2.0. I cannot wait to see what you come up with. That is the end of my broadcast today on the free platform. You can get the rest of it, well, the rest of today's broadcasting, at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. Until next time, have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.